Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mancow.com with us for the next 20 minutes or so. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I want to draw something here for you. We're going to Mancow here in a moment. Go back to the Federal Reserve takeover of America in 1913. They still had to federalize everything, get us in debt. Tyranny generally grows very, very, very slowly in history. But when it reaches a critical mass, it starts going straight up. And that's basically what's happening. Fresh on the heels of passing in the Senate, indefinite detention, no judge, no jury, by the military, the end of posse comitatus operating on the streets of America. They've already been gearing up for this for a long time, but this is ahead of the controlled financial collapse. They now are coming out and saying, we'll just torture citizens, anybody we want. We'll rip your teeth out, everything. We're just going to make it legal for the government to torture the living daylights out of you. So, see, we're going off the cliff. We've now jumped off. And all the craziness we've seen is just the starting gun. That was that split second of pow. Now the orgy is going to start. And it's a psycho orgy. Man Cal, it's good to have you here with us. What do you think of all the craziness that's happening?
Well, I didn't hear everything you just said, but are we talking about orgies?
We're talking about an orgy of corruption, yes.
Alex, what is wrong with you? Everybody I meet from Austin, Texas, all the guys, you know, none of them work. They all have bushy sideburns. They're into ironic music, music that's too hip for human ears. They listen to dog whistles and say it's great. And yet here you are in Austin, Texas. Are you an oddball when you walk around Austin?
No, that's the media creating a false paradigm that it's a bunch of commies running around with limp wrists. That's very small sectors. For at least 20 years, there's no real voting in Austin. Austin's very libertarian, very conservative, but we don't have voting here. I even had the state admit that in a certified deal at the county commissioners years ago.
Well, do you love how this gerrymandering works? So much so that now they've redrawn the lines, and a guy like Barney Frank can't get in. Barney Frank, who's responsible for much of the housing bubble crisis, and his friend Newt Gingrich helped. I mean, no matter how we vote, it seems, left or right, we get more of them. And by them, I'm talking about, you know, our friends in the government. It's crazy. And of course, you were talking earlier about, you know, the endless detentions they want. I wanted to prove that waterboarding was not torture. I did it. The video's all over the internet. Bush and Colin Powell and Nancy Pelosi, everybody, Cheney, everybody talked about it. You know, Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter, left or right, they all need this not to be torture because they all signed off on it. And, look, there is an Islamic threat. You and I agree on this. But I wonder how much of it they let happen. And it always goes back to the basic thing, Alex. Sorry to ramble on here, but it always goes back to the basic thing, which is, what am I going to say?
Well, you talk about problem, reaction, solution. I mean, now more than ever, they've given al-Qaeda publicly Libya. They're now sending them into Syria. The underwear bomber was put on the plane by the U.S. government. This is all admitted, Mancal.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think about all these reports I've seen. NBC, it's just you and I both have a real hatred for the chinless Chucky Todd. I can't stand that guy. But here you have NBC, owned by General Electric. They pay no taxes. Obama puts the head of GE in charge of jobs, and the first thing he does is ship all the GE jobs to China. They pay no taxes, as I've said, and it's just propaganda for this president. And I love, not, you know, hey, where did all the rockets go? All the shoulder rockets, where the
service
shoulder,
air?
Yeah, where did they go? All these fouls, oh no, no, radical Islam has. Where did they? You know, like where did they all go? Look, our government wants the radicals to have these missiles. That's why, and they also want to show every dead kid in America. Look what guns do when they purposely do not enforce the gun laws we already have. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. We react with fear. And their solution is always, you and me and everybody listening, we lose our freedom or we lose a little more do-re-mi from our pockets.
Mancow.com is the website. Big segment straight ahead. We'll get into Newt Gingrich. Ron Paul will get into internet censorship and a lot more.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Eric Mancow Muller of Mancow.com joins us. I wanted to get his take on the Republican field, on what's happening in the global economy, on problem, reaction, solution, on the feds now ordering delisting of websites on Google. No judge, no jury. It's getting crazy. The internet kill switch a la carte. But first, Mancow, fast and furious, we learned that the government shipped the guns directly into Mexico and into Indiana, Illinois, Florida to drug gangs they like to knock out other drug gangs. They shipped drugs in. It's been confirmed that they lied to Congress, and now it's just gone off the radar screen. There's a great example of problem, reaction, solution, or a false flag terror attack. If shipping tens of thousands of guns in that killed thousands of Mexicans, hundreds of Americans, and at least three police officers and Border Patrol, if that's not a false flag terror attack, I mean, if they'll do that, why wouldn't they do Oklahoma City? This same attorney general was the deputy attorney general with his hands deep in Oklahoma City 16, 17 years ago.
Alex, I'm going to go crazy here. I'm gonna go way off course, and I'm gonna bring it home. Okay, but stick with me. I interviewed a doctor today. I spoke with a doctor, and he's going to be on this Weed Wars TV show. It debuts tomorrow night on Discovery. I don't care whether anyone watches it or not. And he did studies on marijuana, and basically, whether you're pro weed or not, why we have this war on, you know, this war on everything. The drug wars cost us a lot of money. I mean, I had a kid, a 17-year-old kid in front of my house. He got pulled over. They found a seed. The government took his car. He said, hey, man, it's a used car. they found a seed, a single marijuana seed, and they sold his car. Our government loves finding some kid with a little bit of weed, half a joint, a roach, something, so they can take your property and sell it and then get the money. Okay, this is all. Okay, so they went and did the study. They wanted to prove, this doctor that I spoke with, wanted to prove the evils of marijuana. He was anti-marijuana, and he couldn't do it. Okay, I'm not pro-weed, I'm not anti-weed. I'm just saying it's a freedom issue. Now, every time they try to do an anti-gun study, if they're intellectually honest, they cannot prove that more guns equals more crime or anything.
Well, that Illinois professor got caught lying to give the only anti-gun study ever, and it turned out it was fake, and he lost his tenure.
The fact is that more guns equal less crime. Did you hear that, folks? That's different than everything you've ever heard. More guns equals less crime. Why? Look, I'm in the city of Chicago. You ought to see these guys. I go to work at 2:30 in the morning. Their asses hanging out the back of their pants. They're looking for victims. If they think you can shoot back, they're not gonna burglarize you, rape you, or kill you. We need guns. Look at the most liberal cities with the most gun laws.
But if you're that old man in Chicago, I see all these videos where they beat up old people, blood everywhere, and the cops do nothing about it.
Well, apparently when white people are beaten up in Chicago because they're white, and I think every crime is a hate crime. You know, every crime is a hate crime. But you know, if you're whitey in Chicago, that isn't a hate crime. Anyway, the point I'm making is, Alex, you and I disagree. I believe Fast and Furious was so, look, you know, what do we cling to in America? What is Obama? Oh, blah, 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 blah. And Eric Holder, they hate God, guns, and cuts. Right? They hate God, guns, and guts.
Yes.
That's what America was made of. We're made of God, guns, and guts. And you people in Texas and the border states, you people cling to your God, your guns, and you got guts, and they hate it. So they wanted to get these guns into the Mexican gangbangers so they would slaughter men, women, and children. They wanted the dead kids to be on TV so that they could pass more laws to take the good people's guns. That's what this was about. Don't you see that, Alex?
No, I don't. I think New York with the highest crime rate next to Chicago with a total gun ban for citizens is reasonable. And I think, you know, it's no mistake that cities run by mafias want the public disarmed. I think North Korea is a great place where they ban guns.
You're being sarcastic.
No, I'm being serious. You're like, don't you get it, Alex? So I thought I'd be sarcastic back. Let's shift gears into Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich supported NAFTA, GATT, the banker bailout, carbon taxes. He wrote creepy forewords to Toffler's book where he calls for global government, end of the family. You've got Mitt Romney, just as creepy, pro-abortion, anti-gun, Amnesty City, wrote Obamacare, and I forget some. I mean, there's so much. And then now these two are dueling with each other. In fact, we got a document cam shot in here. Here's Gallup poll. Gingrich leads Romney at a new low in positive survey. And it now shows Gingrich way above Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's down at 9, Gingrich down at 20. I mean, what is wrong with Republicans that are being polled? Or are these polls real? How could they support these guys who basically say, I'm conservative, but I support everything Al Gore does?
And, then you have Huntsman who worked for Obama. I mean, come on. These guys are plants. Look, Newt Gingrich, I like Newt, okay? Newt's a friend of mine. He's a smart guy, but certainly what you're talking about, I'm not being safe here, but it is very troubling. Mitt Romney, boy, he's all over the place. Look, I've had dinner with Mitt several times. He's a nice enough guy, but you know, he's a guy that has tassels on his shoes. Any man that's ever worked for a living, any man that has ever worked for a living knows Mitt Romney. Let me tell you who he is, okay? He's the guy that wears the Disney tie and thinks he's wacky. He's the guy that forces everybody to go bowling so that they can bond. He has, you know, the tassels on his shoes that makes him wacky. He points his finger at you. He winks at you. He's cool. But really, he's just a stroke. He's just another one of those guys that does. That's Mick. He wants to be liked. He wants to be cool, and he just isn't. And it seems to me he will say or do anything to get into the White House, it makes me nervous. Now, listen, I've been in top networks, I've been in newspapers, and I've been in the top conservative radio show studios. Alex, I've told you about this, and I'm talking to the most powerful people in media. And it happened to be by chance on several occasions where Ron Paul wins their straw polls. They do a national phone poll. Ron Paul wins, and they immediately throw it out and say, yeah, but Ron Paul voters call a lot. They're kooky. So they always eliminate Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul has a much bigger following. Why do they keep giving us Mitt Romney? The media wants Mitt Romney. That makes me nervous because no matter how we vote, we get more Obama, we get more big government, we get McCain, we get Bob Dole, we get more of them in our life, more taxes, more intrusions, and America's sick of it.
I agree with you. Now, listen, a lot of people say this can't happen here, but now they're coming out saying let's censor the Internet, let's censor people we want, let's censor talk radio, let's have the government order Google to delist sites. Now let's have TSA on the streets, and now they've passed the bill. Now they've got to implement. And, of course, they'll pick examples of really bad-sounding people, so it sounds reasonable, to secretly arrest citizens. Lindsey Graham has admitted it. I've got clips of McCain admitting it. It's in the bill. They got it passed. Now, Obama says he's going to veto it, but the point is he's already still carrying out things like this. Now, expanding on this, now they're saying they're going to go ahead and start torturing Americans. Regardless, I mean, again, this stuff is so scary. Why do you think all this is moving so quick right now, Mancow?
Look, fear is the four-letter F word that controls the masses. It's your wife. Your wife. You divorce me, I'll take everything, and you won't see your kids. It's the school teacher. Do as I say, or you won't get a job. It's your parents. Sit down, shut up, or I'm going to spank you. They use fear against us. Look at the movies. Look at the video games. Our society is based on fear. Look at the Islamic boogeyman. Why are we still letting these people into our country? If they're so dangerous, why are we allowing these people into our country? You see them waltz through the line. And yet my wife, Alex, who you know is very hot, they always have to do the two-finger swipe on her. They have to take pictures of our children naked with these machines. I mean, it is such a setup. It is such... Look, we're living in the land of Oz. You and I, Alex, have seen behind the curtain. We know the truth. We are... You know, I used to laugh at you. PrisonPlanet.com. Prison. Oh, my God. You were a prophet.
Well, I was just going to the urban warfare drills and studying government documents. And that's the good news, though, Mancow. You've talked about this. I've talked about it. Ron Paul's talked about it. I think that's our real... ace in the hole is that we warn people this stuff's now happening, and I mean, something's got to give. How can MF Global and Corzine, Obama's chief financial advisor, economic advisor, take $3 billion?
Oh,
go ahead.
They're thieves. Listen, brother, let me tell you something. Look, I live in Chicago, okay? It is the mob. It is the mob. Forget all the King's Men and all of that. Louisiana. Come to Chicago, and you think this guy got through this cesspool, that he walked across the cesspool like Jesus? Obama is dirty. His friends are getting rich. He'll say whatever he has to say. He has turned America into a criminal enterprise. I give you Solyndra. I give you Holder. I give you this guy. I give you that guy. I mean, they're stealing. Hey, and if you support Oblah-Blah and his agenda, you don't have to pay taxes. You support Obama, your car dealership gets to stay in business.
No, that's the point, is that it's like the bottom finally fell out, and now they're just going for broke in front of everybody. And I'm asking myself, Mancow, what's next?
Who's reporting it? Chucky Todd, the chinless wonder on that? I mean, what is NBC now? What is their news? It's just, I can't. You have to see it, Alex, to believe it. It's such propaganda. I mean, look, the people around Hitler admitted they could have never had, it could have never happened with a newspaper. They had to have radio. They had to be able to get into the minds of the people. Look at how this president is manipulating the lemmings. Look at the economy. How many people do you know that are hurting? Our people are hurting. America is hurting. And watch the news. Everything's great. Another great idea from Chairman Obama. Isn't Michelle Obama beautiful? Michelle Obama's the most beautiful first lady we've ever had. Oh, my God. Look at how she dresses. She shops at J. Crew. Oh, she's wonderful. And look at her. Look at her.
Unbelievable. ManCow.com. He's on in the mornings. Thank you, ManCow. We'll talk to you soon. Let me say bye to you during the break. We got another guest coming up, Lennon LaRouche.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Okay, for the next hour, we're joined by Lennon LaRouche. I appreciate him joining us. I actually double-booked ManCow on. That's why Mr. LaRouche is on 20 minutes later than he would have been. LaRouchePack.com. He's an American-born activist and founder of a network of political committees, parties, and publications known collectively as the LaRouche Movement. And he was a perennial presidential candidate from 76 to 2004, running once for his own U.S. Labor Party and campaigning seven times the Democratic Party. LaRouchePack.com. He's been called a right-winger by the left, a left-winger by the right. His work, of course, has been called by former heads of the National Security Council and others as, quote, the best private intelligence network out there. I don't say I agree with all of their solutions, perhaps because I don't grasp it all, but I know their historical analysis is spot on. This is a short segment. Long segment's coming up. He's going to be breaking it all down. But I've got to say, the things LaRouche talked about over a decade ago are now happening. The global meltdown, the derivatives crisis, what's happening with the euro, the total collapse, the super committee. And now they've passed the bill to allow the secret total arrest of American citizens disappearing for life for no reason into dungeons. They're now trying to pass a bill for total torture. This is mainstream news. And again, it's one thing to pass it, another thing to implement it. It just shows the brazen criminality now of Congress, and that they know everything's going to collapse, and the crooks don't want to get in trouble for their crimes. They want to ride this tiger. The question is, can they? So he's accurately predicted what would happen. What's coming next? Where are we currently? What's up next with Lyndon LaRouche? Sir, thank you for joining us today.
Good. How do you do?
I'm okay here in grave times, but again, you've accurately predicted. Where are we currently? Where are we going?
We're right on the edge of thermonuclear war. As to whether that will happen or not, that's another question. But the likelihood that it could happen is great. What's happened is the U.S. forces in the Eastern Mediterranean and in the Persian Gulf regions, especially naval forces in particular, are positioned for a launching of thermonuclear war. The name of the game, of course, is what we're going to do to Syria, what we're going to do to Iran. But if you look at the forces in the area, that makes no sense. Then you look at other aspects of it, and you know that Russia's in on the thing, defending Syria in particular, against this atrocity. And you realize that we're on the edge of actually going to thermonuclear war. What happened was, of course, and I don't know how well this is known, but our leading general officers, who are advisors and so forth, who advise us on our security, have opposed any action by Obama of this type. That is, so therefore, that is in that degree tied up. But what's hanging out there is at any moment a war could start. Now, this war will be a war with thermonuclear weapons. That's the fact. The idea that this is only Syria and Iran is nonsense. This thing, what we have positioned in the Gulf area and in the Eastern Mediterranean, what we have positioned is a capability for thermonuclear war and nothing else. Our allies, including the British, do not have the depth of weapon capability for doing something like this. Only the United States, and only the thermonuclear warfare capability of the United States, could actually conduct such a war. It would be a war against the entirety of Asia and other places, where it's now being halted. The British are pushing this greatly, and we're on the edge of it.
All right, you have amazing sources. We're going to break in a moment. I want to come back and go over this, but for those that don't know, it's not even getting much attention here. It's all over the foreign press. Russia, Medvedev yesterday told Poland and others, go ahead and move your missiles in. We're going to blow them up. We're going to destroy them. And Russia normally doesn't just make threats, just like 888 in 2008 when the West attacked South Ossetia and other areas, and the Russians rolled in mobile nukes. The Russians have said we're going to block your supply routes in the Russian-controlled route into Afghanistan. The Pakistanis are blocking that route. Russian ships have shown up in Syria. And they moved 2 months ago, U.S. troops out of Iraq into Kuwait. And I've talked to people who are involved. They're telling them get ready for a giant war. So you're right. I mean, obviously, you have a lot of sources, but this is incredible.
Well, this is what we're working against right now. The Russian operation is not actually an aggressive operation. But what happened with the following? Remember the Syria, the war in Libya. Now, that was rushed through. And the intention was, and the signals were definitely from Britain, was to go immediately to the war against both.
Sorry to interrupt you. Let's stop right there. You said Syria because that's next on the list, obviously, the same paradigm. But Libya, then Syria. We'll talk about the geopolitical ramifications of Lyndon LaRouche straight ahead. Key information. Stay with us. Banks collapsing, rumors of war. It's on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Controlled implosion into a new mega bank of the world run by Goldman Sachs. Now the news from Time Magazine to Financial Times of London calls it Goldman Sachs conquers the world. And they're praising it. The genius of selling the country's derivatives. The genius of getting their personnel into every power position of regulatory control and executive control and legislative control and the bureaucracy. Europe is waiving all of its rights. The end of self-determination. And I hear CNBC, MSNBC, Bloomberg, their experts are praising, this month's economist is praising the technocracy. The bankers are going to run everything now. They know how to do it. I mean, everything Lyndon LaRouche, Ron Paul, people from all over the political spectrum have pointed out. You notice anybody who's actually right about core issues is like off the reservation. The whole left-right thing is this tiny, sequestered, just totally limited false information. And Lyndon LaRouche joins us. I'm going to try to give you the floor, sir, to go over the whole geopolitical breakdown. You were getting into what's happening in Libya, where all of this is going, and the level of the precipice that we're on right now. I had the former head of Pakistani intelligence, Hamid Ghul, on, and he said, yes, this could lead to a larger nuclear war. The Russians, as you said, are getting in defensive battle formation, saying do not attack Syria. Things are getting wild. Lyndon LaRouche, please continue.
Well, we've got to understand the general situation. First of all, we have a general breakdown of the entire international financial system. It's worse in the transatlantic region. It's less bad in the Asian region. Now, this, we talk about these bankers. They're bankrupt. We're in now in the worst hyperinflation in world history right now. These bankers don't have anything. If you tried to redeem any of the claims they think they have less than nothing. This is empty blank paper passed for hyperinflation. This is being highly managed politically by doing all kinds of things to Europe and doing things to the United States. But this thing is not going to survive. These banks, every blasted one of them, is doomed. Now, there is a solution for this, and it's the only solution. It's Roosevelt's solution, Franklin Roosevelt's solution, Glass-Steagall. That does not solve the total problem. That eliminates the worst problem right now and makes it possible to undertake management of the problem. We would also have to create, since the Federal Reserve System no longer functions, it's hopelessly bankrupt. It could never be paid up. This thing will never be paid off. It's doomed. So therefore, we're going back to the old class, classify this thing as off commercial paper that is not backed by anything. It's speculative paper. And therefore, can't just put it out on its own and let the people try to collect the money. There's nothing there. We have to save a part of our financial system, our commercial banking system. That's with Glass-Steagall. But that's not enough money to start a recovery. And we need now an actual physical recovery because our people are going to start dying massively. You look at the food supply for the United States going into the months ahead. Think about March and April at the present rate. We're going to have people dying of hunger and effects correlated to that in the United States. So therefore, we need an immediate reform. We understand, I do, and I guess some other people as well do, we go through Glass-Steagall. That could save the United States temporarily. It will also be a vehicle to save Western Europe temporarily. Because if we do this, they'll do it. But the other thing we have to do is we have to go back, since we don't have a Federal Reserve System anymore, it's bankrupt, it's hopelessly bankrupt. We therefore have to go back to Hamilton's original policy, which was U.S. constitutional policy. We go back to a credit system, not to a banking system, not to a money system. Under a credit system, the federal government can authorize a federal debt for specific purposes. Some of these things will be government projects, totally government projects, like the Tennessee Valley Authority was a project. NWAPA is a project of the same nature, but a big, much bigger one. You have transportation systems we need, all kinds of things we need, which the federal government is going to have to finance. And it has to be financed on good management. But then there are other things we can do. We can also get into long-term agreements with nations of the world. And we can create a fixed exchange system among nations which agree to the idea of Glass-Steagall for their case.
So stop the global concerted devaluation. But shifting back, sir, the elites, the finance oligarchs and their tropism that you've talked so much about, they're not going to stop. They are preparing Dodger Stadium right now as a giant FEMA camp. Kevin Booth's getting video of it. They're under Homeland Security. They're arresting the occupiers nationwide as a giant simulation of political arrest. As you know, they passed the bill to secretly arrest U.S. citizens and have you just disappear. No one even knows where you go. Literal, you know, the disappearances like the Khmer Rouge or something. I mean, am I right in saying they're going into hyperwarp and they've made the decision to go ahead and start wars and have a classic police state, and they're going forward? I mean, it's just come out that Henry Paulson, we already knew this, gave hedge funds inside information on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae when he was Treasury Secretary. Well, of course he did. I mean, these are brazen criminals.
Well, you've got. Look, it's very simple. We can deal with it. If the American people have the guts to do so, and the temperament and their direction is strong right now, as you probably know, that if you move this president, Obama, out of office on the basis of his charge that he's insane, that's under the 25th Amendment, Section 4, he qualifies for expulsion from the presidency on the basis of that. Also at the same time, you've got other things. He's also committed crimes against the Constitution. The Libya war was a crime. It was a violation of the Constitution. He's done many other things. Many of his so-called laws are violations of the Constitution. The attempt to prevent the Congress, the members of the Congress, from appealing a what was a fraud against the government in this war in Libya is typical. What people have to have the guts to do, many people realize that Obama has to be out of office. What they're not realizing is he has to be out of office now. And there are two ways to get him out. One is to impeach him. But the other, the more immediate and more effective one, is the fact that he is clinically insane. And his insanity is of a very specific type, which is explicitly specified in the 25th Amendment, Section 4. All the evidence is there. Lift him out of the presidency. And I can guarantee you that a lot of things will change very quickly.
Sure, and of course he is spoiled milk. I mean, he politically now has a lower approval rating than Richard Nixon at the bottom, and of course Jimmy Carter. But the Corzines and the Robert Rubens and the people behind him, they don't care. They're going ahead with this homicidal looting of the system. So my question is, I agree with your solutions on that front. You're absolutely right. Great idea, sir. You called for it long before these crises even began. What I'm saying is, they don't appear to be stopping. They don't care. It's like Corzine making a 40-to-1 bet on Euro bonds and then stealing his account holder's private money. It's admitted to be illegal. The head of the CFTC is invested with him and just says, we're going to allow it. I mean, they're entering a psycho land. Will they be allowed to just steal and destroy everything is my question. I mean, what does MF Global...
You've got one vulnerability. It's come to one point. Right now, a few people with the guts in the world can sink the whole thing immediately, and there are solutions. But the key thing here now, one thing... If you do this one thing, you're going to uncork everything and give a chance to the United States and other nations to survive. That one thing is get this president out of office now. If you don't get him out now, you're probably going to have thermonuclear war from which very few people will survive. And so it's a choice. We haven't got the guts to throw this bum out of office now when the evidence for it exists. Or are we going to be gutless and get into this kind of hell from which the human species itself might not exist? Do we have the guts to save the world? Are we?
Well, how do you get rid of Obama? Because that would cause kind of a breakup of things and allow new ideas to be injected. Because clearly he is narcissistic. Clearly he's constantly partying and in la-la land and playing golf 6 hours a day. I mean, you look at him, he does act like he's completely out of his mind.
And he's a British puppet. He's not an American. That election of his was a big fraud. The complications of how this was pulled. But mainly it was British money and British drug money, which was the big factor in flooding him into the presidency. Actually, on the basis of counting the votes in one way, on the Democratic side, he lost the Democratic nomination in fact, but because of a special feature, the way the thing was run, he was put in as the nominee for the election, a Democratic nominee. he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Well, how does getting rid of Obama help? I mean, how does that help?
I can guarantee you personally that getting rid of Obama in this way, in this time, and you'll save the United States. If you don't do this, if you don't get Obama out now in this time, when the legal basis for doing so exists very clearly, then you're not going to save the United States.
I know, but explain to me the chain reaction. What is that vacuum if this puppet of the corrupt elements of Wall Street and finance capital, if he was removed for all the Fast and Furious, the illegal wars, you know, the mafia stuff, the list goes on and on.
Look at it. The American people hate this guy now. They hate him. And they hate him for good reasons. Huh? There's nothing protecting him. If you take out of his hands the powers of the president, at that instant, you're going to get a sudden change in the United States because the people in the United States are ready for it. The problem is many of them don't have the guts to do what they should do.
Okay, what do we do to get Obama out of there? Because then we get a Biden. I mean, let's say Obama, for corruption charges, whatever, went bye-bye, what happens?
No, you have to remove Obama because he's a dictator. You remove the dictator, and you don't have to worry about these other problems so much. The American people, given the choice now, and the choice is take Obama out of the picture.
So you're saying it's that symbolic symbol of the puppet would-be dictator removed will send shockwaves through the structure. There won't be that executive fear factor. It'll be seen as a blow, a vote against the direction we're going, and will automatically steer energy towards other solutions.
It will also cause elements of the government and key parts of the government to take the action that's needed. And they have, with Obama out, not in the White House, not empowered in the White House, those other elements of our federal government, which I know will act in an appropriate way to end this nonsense. That does not mean we're going to have everything solved automatically, but we're going to have the power of the decision to decide what is done, given back to the American people. And that will happen, the anger in this population. In the U.S. population against what's being done to them, what has been done to them. They are ready to act. They're not mobilized in their mind as to know how to act. We have to put in their hands the means to act. And once they realize we've given them the means to act and made some suggestions of what the measures are that have to be dealt with in order to bring this about, I can guarantee you, if I weren't as old as I am, I'd be running for president on the basis of filling in the absent term of Obama.
Issues. Now, expanding on this, looking at what's currently happening, I know you have amazing sources in government, the military, you name it. That's been admitted by the Washington Post and others. Former head of the National Security Council said you had the best private intelligence network out there. And I'm getting it's from my feelers, the same things you're getting. And a lot of it, of course, months later manifests in the mainstream news. So there's major credibility here from my position, your position, our research, our history of giving people factual information. People can debate our analysis of the info, but the info stands on its own. You say you're being told that the military has already said no to launching this new World War III that so many Obama advisors have asked him to launch.
The relevant evidence elements into the U.S. command structure. And we're in a situation now where we're dealing with people in other countries as well on this question. We have to get the coordination. We have significant cooperation for doing what is necessary. Number one, no thermonuclear war, which means no repetition of Libya, no war in Syria, no war against Iran. Because all these wars, if they are allowed to occur, will mean thermonuclear war. Once the trigger is set...
Because now you're on China and Russia's border, yes.
No, not just on that. You've got a situation in which the power to declare war, which is now in the hands of the president, and he's not going to listen to anybody else while he's still president...
It's setting a very dangerous precedent, and just like Hitler, we have the examples of other people like Napoleon, once they start down this road, we can clearly see where it's going. So let me ask you this question. You say in the command structure, they're saying, no, we knew Fox Fallon did that 4 or 5 years ago. We know there's been other examples. You're saying your military sources are telling you there's already been internal rebellions against launching these new attacks.
There's a special group of people who have the authority to put their voice in and to say whether a war should be launched or not, as long as the chance is there, as long as we're not attacked. And now the point is, if this president is in charge, he is going to pull the strings under British orders. It's going to be British orders, but it's going to be American muscle. We have the greatest concentration of thermonuclear warfare capability stationed in the eastern Mediterranean. It's U.S. largely. It has the other jokers in, but and also in the Persian Gulf. We have enough thermonuclear power based there to try to take out Asia.
And you're right. And by the way, it's admitted, especially in the foreign press, the Russians are buzzing around like an anthill that's been disturbed right now on total defense alert. Let's come back and talk about this straight ahead. And Russia's saying, you move the missiles, we know you've moved in, into Poland, we're going to go ahead and attack. It's just total red alert right now, and it's because the banksters are making their move. They're making their move, and they are completely crazy. It's like Max Kaiser says, they're suicide bankers. Lyndon LaRouche is our guest. Amazing information straight ahead.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%, and within normal healthy ranges. It's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can see the power structure moving
on every front now to sew things up. Passing secret arrest, indefinite detention for American citizens. Internet kill switches, all of it. It is crazy. But throughout all of this, we've backed off this move to attack Iran two or three times. And cooler heads can prevail here. But the financial crisis sits on top of that. Lyndon LaRouche has been gracious enough to stay with us 20 minutes the next hour. Since we got him on late today, we're going to him here in just a moment. Before I go any further, I want to thank our sponsors for making the show possible. PureWaterFreedom.com. We're being forcibly medicated by fluoride in the water supply, all the other toxins and runoff. Pure Water Freedom gives you a choice. You can remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They also have tabletops. It's all made in America. They've got it all. It's a one-stop shop, purewaterfreedom.com. All their filters are made in the USA. Again, purewaterfreedom.com. Take control of your water supply today. And lastly, our friends over at InnerHealth Botanicals are a fantastic company. If you're tired of feeling sick and tired, you need to give some of their products a try. They have a wide selection of some of the best natural supplements, superfoods, and more that you'll find anywhere out there. Innerfood, the award-winning superfood endorsed by Mike Adams and the Southwest School of Naturopathy, is even vacuum sealed for long-term storage for years. NutriCafe is their immune-boosting coffee. They have cocoa, milk, powder, everything. And so many other great products to keep you healthy. Innerfood, E-N-E-R-Food.com, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Don't forget, we got two more days left of the free 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with the InfoWars Nightly News. And it is your support of our sponsors and everything that you do that makes this transmission possible. Lyndon LaRouche is our guest. You were getting back to nuclear war. What does it mean to have the Russians on alert, sending their ships into the Mediterranean? And as you said, they've moved all these U.S. cruisers and subs in with nukes. Like you're saying, the military buildup is not for a conventional war. Please continue.
It's not a conventional war. There is no conventional war. A conventional war is not possible. Actually, since the time when I was launching what became known as the SDI, and the SDI principle, even though the circumstances are modified today by time, nonetheless, the same principle is crucial. There can be no major war on this planet that is involving major powers, which does not lead to thermonuclear war. In other words, with Libya, you came up to the edge of it. But it was already the potential back in the 1970s, when I first got on doing this thing on the SDI program. Because it was impossible to fight major war with major powers involved that would not lead to thermonuclear war. And that's been the state of affairs since the 1970s.
Well, Cheney tried to do it through NATO with the Russians in 2008. The Russians just rolled mobile nukes in and said, and the head of their joint chiefs went on TV and said, we're preparing to launch nukes on your forces. And NATO turned back. I mean, what's wrong with NATO?
What's wrong with everybody? But the point is, the cowardice, I mean, Reagan twice put up the SDI as a solution. The British stopped it. The United States was considering it. But the British intervened and said, as your big ally, we say no. And that's why Reagan was turned down. Then you've got a couple of British agents, Andropov and Gorbachev, who were the key figures in Russia and the Soviet Union then, and they were the responsible. Gorbachev is still around. He's still a damn nuisance to the world, and a pesky one. He's a British agent. He always was.
Incredible. Lyndon LaRouche, you're with us for 20 more minutes. We've got a quick break. The breaks are at the end of the hour and the start. We're going to come back in 1 minute. Explain to us, because I looked it up. You really were instrumental in developing the SDI program. I want to get your view on what your program of SDI would have done to understand this total war concept we're now under.
You are listening to GCN.